Winter is winding down in Alaska, with most trails in Anchorage already clear of snow. But you can still find freezing temperatures if you hike up high into the mountains. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell explored the still snowy Chugach Range with NPR reporter Brian Mann and sent us this postcard.
It's still dark outside, the stars are out, and just off in the distance behind the dark silhouetted mountains, you can see some orange and yellow colors starting to rise.
We're heading up a trail that leads high into the mountains here in the Chugach Range.
If we were doing this hike in the summertime, we wouldn't really be able to see much because there are these big willow bushes, but we've just got this really clear open view that's pretty rewarding from the start.
There's a sudden flurry up ahead, an explosion of white and black feathers.
You had said you'd been seeing little tracks in the snow.
I kind of guessed maybe they were ptarmigan.
Yeah.
At first they were just kind of like these beautiful little white bodies running through the snow. Very pretty.
Yeah. It's tough climbing so far. I mean, the trail is not too technical, which is nice, but it's steep. I'm in some pain right now.
But it's also kind of impossibly beautiful. We're in this narrow valley right now, and down here where we are, it's still dark and cold.
Finally, the sun creeps down the ridge. We find a sunny spot out of the wind for a little break.
So we're eating lunch. We're having pizza and caribou sticks. We're perched on a ridge right in the middle of the valley here.
We're looking down to Ptarmigan Arm, and the mountains just rise straight up from the water. So it's just, I don't know, it's unlike any other place I've ever been.
We feel like explorers. We follow different paths on different days into different parts of the Chugach.
Sometimes we're in snowfields. Sometimes we scramble over high bare rock.
So we're climbing in this enormous scree field below the ridge. Is this fun? I think a lot of people hear this and they're like, you know, why are you doing that?
Okay, so that's fair. To be honest, it's a question I ask myself a lot when I'm in a place like this. We just spent the better part of an hour slogging up through sharp pebbles. But then, out of nowhere, the world just drops away.
Where we are now, we can see all of Anchorage stretched out in the sun, in this big snow-filled valley.
The last hurdle before the summit is an outcropping of boulders balanced on the ridge.
So I find being up like in this kind of a place kind of scary.
It's very scary.
It doesn't feel safe, so we turn back. We start the long scramble down. That's when we see them.
A herd of doll sheep, horns curved like conch shells. They're perched on an outcrop nearby.
The hike home has one last surprise.
I spotted something in the bushes. I want to show you what it is.
Okay.
You see that?
Not yet.
Let's walk a little closer.
Okay. It is a moose.
Yeah.
And he's just hunkered down.
Yeah.
We are nearly down, and that was super hard.
It was extremely hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, one of the things that's true about Alaska is that it is Alaska.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, when you come to the end of a day like this, do you think never again?
It's one of those things where you're miserable. But now that we're off the scramble, no, of course.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it again.
Reporting in the Chugach Range, I'm Brian Mann.
And I'm Emily Russell.